You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. During the pandemic, many people reached out for connection online. And with that also came romance scams and catfishing, which is when someone pretends to be a different person or look a different way online compared to real life. According to a recent report from background check company Bin Verified, romance scam text messages and calls increased by 197% since the start of the pandemic. Richard Gargan is author of that report, and he walked me through the process some romance scammers use.
They're very charming, they're giving lots of compliments, and they will just build a relationship with you over the 2 weeks. But then eventually they will lead into a crisis. They will need money, they need some health bill paid, or they've got into trouble, they've lost their job. And so it's really tragic that obviously there's lots of feelings involved at this point. And that's when the scammer really puts on the pressure, and the person has feelings and wants to help the person out, which is a natural reaction. So this is why the FTC reported that the median loss from these scams was 10 times higher than any other type of scam. I think the median loss was $2,500.
Many people will know what catfishing is, but are other types of romance scams cropping up among your findings?
Some of the most interesting were romance scams related to cryptocurrencies and digital assets. Mm. So what would happen is the scammer would present themselves as a really dynamic multimillionaire, and the person would be asking, okay, how did you make your money? And they would tell them about their crypto investments. And so they would persuade the target to buy some of these digital assets, maybe it's an NFT or a cryptocurrency, and send it to the investment website. And obviously, this investment website is owned by the scammer. Uh-huh. The scammer might even then kind of pivot and say, okay, now you can withdraw. But of course, at some point, you will get involved with something like, oh, the customer service won't let you withdraw, or there's taxation to pay, or some other problem of why you can't get your money back.
You know, this is really interesting because here you have a relatively new technology like NFTs already being deployed by some of these scammers.
It's incredible how they've pivoted towards the thing that people are interested in. And the pandemic gave the scammers very legitimate sounding reasons why they couldn't meet up with you. For example, they might have said, oh, I've tested positive for COVID, so we can't meet up. You've just got to be careful when you send money to people. I mean, I don't like sending money to people at the best of times, but obviously, you know, definitely don't do it if you've not met the person before.
Richard Gargan is a consumer advocate at Bin Verified. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.